أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. I hope and pray that you all are in best of your health, taqwa and ever increasing state of iman, and will be trying your best to pray your salah in the best of your ability, inshallah ta'ala. In today's session of Namaz-e-Nabvi, our topic is issue of ruku. Let's revise the summary of what we previously covered. We did Surah Al-Fatiha after how to do some part of Quranic recitation, and in it we learned the importance of Surah Al-Ikhlas, how it should be recited, and it has a significant importance, and why it is important. We learned it all, alhamdulillah. We also learned that we should not just recite Surah Al-Ikhlas as a part of Quranic recitation, but we should also make any other beautiful surah or ayahs from Quran. Because in a famous hadith, it is said that the recitation done in salah in a way better than the recitation done outside the salah. So the best time to recite Quran is during our salah. What part of Quran we can recite in salah? We can only do it if we have memorized it, right? We get the importance of reciting different surahs from different narrations of Prophet ﷺ, which he ﷺ used to recite at different times and in different salahs. Like he ﷺ recited 60 to 100 ayahs in Fajr salah. Aap ﷺ sometimes used to recite Surah Qaf, sometimes Surah Al-Shams, sometimes Surah Al-Zilzal in both rakas. So he used to switch recitation of surahs occasionally. As the sunnah of Prophet ﷺ is the best example for us to follow, but we are also given concession at all occasions too. So he ﷺ didn't recite long surahs all the time, and he didn't recite short surahs all the time. We not only find our deen to be comprehensive, but it also accommodates every type of circumstances, right? And that's why our deen is called deen of nature. So we are given teachings of deen after considering type of our bodies and its ability to do that. Sometimes Prophet ﷺ used to pray such short salah that Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha said that I used to wonder if Aap ﷺ prayed his salah or not. So every type of ease and concession we are given. Aap sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam used to pray sunnahs short, longer farz in routine, but used to pray shorter too, if and when needed, and used to recite two surahs in one rakah according to the need. Meaning, there was no set pattern, and he sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam prayed according to the time, need and circumstances. We even learn from narrations that Aap sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam recited 15 ayahs in last two rakahs of Zuhr Salah, meaning there is no hard and fast rule. Today we stop recitation of Surah Al-Fatiha in last two rakahs of our first Salah, but Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam recited even 15 ayahs in those two rakahs. We will see that too later, inshallah ta'ala. As we see, Prophet of Allah recited a variety of surahs in his salah. So we will not stop at Surah Al-Ikhlas too. What we are trying to convey is, although there is a great importance of Surah Al-Ikhlas, but we will not think that it is sufficient to recite only this surah. And we have to develop a habit of reciting different surahs at different times in different salahs. Why? Because we have to develop high level of concentration in our salah and maintain it too, inshallah ta'ala. What we will learn today is how we will do our ruku. And the next step after the recitation of Quran in salah is Rafa'al Yadain, which we saw previously is saying of Allahu Akbar in the very beginning, and now after reciting part of Quran, we will raise our hands again to say Allahu Akbar. It will be changing of our current position to another in our salah. And we will say Allahu Akbar or do Rafa'al Yadain in between. Rafal Yadain or raising of both hands is proven at four places in our salah. First place is when we start our salah by saying Allahu Akbar at the time of Takbir Tahrima. Second time, just before the ruku, right? Now when we will go to ruku, we will say Allahu Akbar before we will go in ruku position. Third time we will say when we will be upright after ruku. And fourth time will be in the beginning of the third rakah, meaning when we will stand up for the third rakah after completing the second rakah. So we will do Rafa'i Yadain four times in four rakah salah. Let's revise it again. First is in the beginning of salah, second before ruku, third after ruku, and fourth before the starting of third rakah, inshallah ta'ala. Now when we will go for ruku, we will say Allahu Akbar while raising our both hands up to our either shoulders or ears. The way Hazrat Ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhuma narrated that when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam used to say takbir for the ruku, then he sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam used to raise his both hands up to his shoulders. We will keep our back straight in ruku. Our heads will be at the level of our back, meaning neither it will be higher or lower than our back. And then palms of our both hands will be on our both knees while spreading fingers of our hands. They should not be close to each other. Our arms will not be in bending position. Rather, they will be straight while our hands will be on our knees. And knees will also not be leaned forward. Rather, they will be straight at legs level. Fifth point is Nabi sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam used to put his hands on his knees in ruku position as if he is holding his knees with his hands. And the sixth point is that Nabi sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam used to keep his elbows away from his sides in ruku, meaning elbows should not touch our stomach. It should have space in between and should be straight too. It is very easy if we keep in mind in points. Number one, our backs should be straight. Number two, our knees should be straight, pushing backwards. Hands should be placed on knees as if we are holding our knees, while fingers will be apart from each other. Elbows will not bend, right? This will be our posture in ruku. What will we recite in this position? Let's see that inshallah. There are different short du'as which are proven by the sunnah of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If we only recite Subhana Rabbiyal Azim, Subhana Rabbiyal Azim, Subhana Rabbiyal Azim, then we can recite minimum of three times, and we can also recite 5, 7, 9 and even till 11 times or more times. This is the minimum times we should recite. We will give you more du'as in written form so you can try to memorize at least 2 or 3 of them. This is the posture of ruku in salah. And when in this position, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's pronouncement is made, his tasbih is being done, and his praises are done, then it is done in the most beautiful manner. Try this position. You will enjoy the real taste of salah. Feel the beauty of your salah. Du'as of ruku are very beautiful. We will memorize them one by one. And do apply them in your salah after memorizing them. Subhana Rabbi al-Azim. My Rabb is pure of all the flaws. Recite at least 3, 5, 7, 9 or how many times you can. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, whoever recites Subhana Rabbi al-Azim 3 times, then his ruku is completed. But this is the least of the counts. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to recite in ruku, Subhanallahi wa bihamdihi. Allah is pure of all the flaws. We declare His purity with His praises. Besides this, Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam used to recite in ruku, Subhanaka wa bihamdika la ilaha illa ant. O Allah, for you is the purity and praises. There is no real ilah besides you. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha narrated that Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam used to frequently say in his ruku,
سبحانك اللهم ربنا وبحمدك اللهم اغفر لي.
O Allah, our Rabb, you are pure. We do praises for you. Ya Allah, forgive me.
Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha narrated that Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam used to recite in his ruku and sujood,
Subbuhun Quddusun Rabbul Malaikati wal Ruh.
Lord of the angels of Ruh Jibrail is the purest.
Hazrat Auf bin Malik radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrated that Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam used to say in his ruku,
Subhana dhil jabaruti wal malakuti wal kibriyai wal azmati.
Another narration by Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu that Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam used to recite in ruku,
Allahumma laka raka'tu wa bika amantu wa laka aslamtu khasha'a laka sam'i wa basari wa mukhi wa azmi wa asabi.
O Allah, I bowed only for you. I believed only in you. I am only obedient for you. My ears, my eyes, my brains, my bones, my muscles are all humble and submissive only for you. It is indeed a beautiful dua. Please do memorize it. When you will do this dua in the position of ruku, then you will experience a totally different feeling. A person is in a bowing position and doing this dua. When you will do this dua, keeping in mind its meaning, that you are in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this position. You are declaring your iman in front of your Lord. The peace you will experience, it will enter in your heart. There are more du'as too, but these are small ones, and do recite them in ruku of your salah. And do try to pray your salah in ahsan way. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept our salahs. May He subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for us to memorize. And may He subhanahu wa ta'ala grant that peace, serenity, the sweetness which is required from us. Subhanak Allahumma wa bihamdika nashhadu an la ilaha illa ant. نستغفرك ونتوب إليك والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته